Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and of course, the Northeast here, not in the full path of the eclipse, Alan, but still people looking toward the sky yesterday. And if you were watching on television, you would see gasps and cheers as light went to darkness yesterday during the eclipse.
Much ado. And, you know, this country loves to celebrate things like eclipses and total eclipses and marking time by doing that and saying, hey, you know, I was alive at a time when the sun got blocked out by the moon. And in the same breath, they're thinking about Donald Trump, thinking about a speech last night, David, in which he made it clear that we were sort of committed in Afghanistan, but he wasn't going to talk about how many troops. And he was going to say that we weren't there forever. And yet it seems suspiciously like what has been going on for all of these years, the country's longest war in Afghanistan. I am sure, dead sure now, that the generals are really calling the shots in this country. I'm not so sure that they shouldn't be. But I am sure of one thing, and that is that this is a dangerous precedent when we see military men basically running the country. Now, they may be very good military men. I have no doubt about that. But it's a model that is antithetical, I think, to what has happened in this country where civilian authority is the name of the game and where the generals don't run the country. Because after there are good generals, inevitably there are going to be bad generals. And that's a model which leads to military dictatorship and other things. I think the Constitution is very strong on this, and I think we need to make sure that we keep the precedence of civilian authority. Even if we have a bad civilian there, it does raise an awful lot of questions.
And can we even win such a war, Alan?
No, we can't win this war. I mean, the one thing we've learned over these years is no matter what you do, it won't work. You can throw thousands and thousands and thousands of troops into this. You can contain it for a while. The Russians learned it the hard way. We've learned it the hard way. We are not the world's policemen. On the other hand, the American people are good people. They won't stand for seeing something on television about a woman being beheaded or some incredibly mean-spirited, in the name of religion, actions. And when that happens, somebody will yell, well, you have to do something about this. You can't let this happen. That's the way it's always been.
I see in the papers that President Vladimir Putin has appointed a new U.S. ambassador. Just the general question of U.S.-Russia relations.
Well, this is a tough one. There are many of us who believe there's a lot more that meets the eye here than what we know about yet. And a lot of people are depending on Robert Mueller, the special counsel, to come up with some answers. We do know that at least one of Donald Trump's kids said that all the money that they need for their projects comes from the Russians. Then he took it back. I happen to believe the first utterance rather than subsequent. We have a president who says he has nothing to do with the Russians and that he hasn't done business with them. Well, we'll see. And if it turns out that he's lying, that could lead to grave consequences, including, I believe, his impeachment.
Meantime, we see that he will head to Arizona for a campaign-style rally. You've already talked about the potential for him to pardon former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And it seems like from the AP, he's trying to revive the fervor that helped him during the campaign.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Trump that's very interesting is that he is, as James Barber, the political scientist, often put it, returning to the scene of his first political triumph and trying to make it happen again. There is a huge difference between the way you run for political office and what you do when you get there. Was it Mario Cuomo who said, you run in poetry and you govern in prose? Or maybe I have it backwards. But in any case, we get it. There's a difference between what you do when you are in office and you have the exigencies of making things happen and some of the utterances, and those are exactly what there were, that you make when you're running for political office. He's still running against Hillary Clinton. He's still trying to get the crowds to yell, lock her up, and yet he is failing so badly that his numbers are lower than anything we have seen in modern times at this stage of a presidency.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, as always.
And thank you, David. Thanks. We missed you yesterday, and we're glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.